Offside.
Omejena moč novega mjanmarskega parlamenta. V mjanmarski prestolnici Naypyidaw je potekalo prvo zasedanje novo izvoljenega parlamenta. Na novembrskih volitvah je zmagala Narodna liga za demokracijo, krajše NLD, ki je osvojila nekaj manj kot 80% glasov, s čimer si je prepričljivo zagotovila želeno dvotretjinsko večino v obeh domovih parlamenta, ki ji omogoča izvolitev predsednika po svojih željah. Po trenutni ustavni ureditvi tega položaja ne more zasesti predsednica NLD-ja in bivša politična zapornica Aung San Suu Kyi, saj sta njena otroka državljana Velike Britanije. Gre za omejitev, ki jo je uvedla predhodno vladajoča vojaška hunta ravno z namenom izločitve Suu Kyi. Ustave kljub dvotretjinski večini NLD brez privolitve vojske ne more spremeniti, saj ima ta pravico veta na morebitne ustavne spremembe. Aj Chan Yang iz Democratic Voice of Burma, neodvisnega mjanmarskega medija, najprej spregovori o omejeni moči novega parlamenta.
NLD cannot really change the constitution without the military. Because if you want to change the constitution, you need at least one soldier to support you in the parliament. So they cannot really change the constitution in the parliament. But there are lots of things that they can do. Like they can elect the president that they want. They can make lots of different kind of laws. But when it comes to the major decision about, for example, releasing the political prisoners, for example, they can't do it because it's in the area under the constitution that where the military will decide.
Suu Kyi kljub vsemu namerava kandidirati za predsednico. Bolj realen pa je scenarij, v katerem bo mesto zasedel kakšen od njenih bližnjih zaveznikov. Yang pojasnjuje.
She already make it quite clear she, because of the constitution, she can't be a president. But she's already make it quite clear that she will be, you know, above the president. And she could. And she is like the most powerful people in her party. So everybody would listen to her. But that's not really like the way it should be, but I think she's kind of pushing it in a way that she doesn't have to hold any power, but she's got all the power that she needs because the whole country liked her, and she's not the president, but the candidate. I think unless she's not becoming a president, but she will be still living above the president.
Kdo sploh je Aung San Suu Kyi in kako je prišla do svoje nove vloge, opiše Niang.
She's a daughter of our national hero back in like early 90s. Her father was the leader of independent struggle for Burma under British and the Japanese during 90s, 1947, when her father was assassinated, and she was only 2 years old at the time, and he is respected by the whole country. All the ethnic groups, And then she grew up with her mother, and then she left the country with her mother because her mother was appointed as ambassador. She grew up in London, studied there, and then she came back in 1988 during the demonstration against the military regime in Burma. And since then, she's been in Burma, in and out of the house arrest. And everybody kind of recognized her as somebody resembles of her father that we memorized, you know, 50 years ago. And she sacrificed for the country and for the people, and people love her.
Mjanmar se spopada s številnimi problemi, a za novo vlado bo najpomembnejša bitka tista z vojsko. Njang o prioritetah prihajajoče vlade.
I think the first priority for the new government is to how to deal with the military. I think that would be their first priority. Because even though they won the election, but they didn't really have the power. They can decide a lot of things, but when it comes to the major, like power decision, they don't have that. For example, like the Ministry of Interior is under the military. Ministry of Border Affairs, like that's connected to the ethnic minority groups, and that's under the military. And then when it comes to the military itself, the defense minister, for example, defense ministry is under the military. Even the president cannot interfere for those three ministries. And that's the first thing they have to tackle to solve the problem, because they have a power, but they don't really have a power if they can't solve that problem.
Mjanmar je več sto etničnim manjšinam, ena od njih je tudi muslimanska manjšina Rohingje, ki država odreka državljanstvo in pravice, ki izhajajo iz njega, nad njimi pa se vršijo sistematični pogromi strani budistične večine. Su Kyi je pred volitvami dejala, da reševanje njihove situacije ne bo prioriteta njene vlade. Trdila je, da so Rohingje prišleki iz Bangladeša, kar je sicer zgodovinsko napačna uradna razlaga vojaške hunte in na podlagi katere je Rohingjam odzuzeta pravica do državljanstva. Da skrb zanje torej ni visoko na lestvici prioritet nove vlade pod vodstvom Su Kyi, sicer Nobelove nagrajenke za mir, potrdi tudi Niang.
I think that Rohingya issue is quite what you call sensitive. And that's kind of an issue that the previous government like put in a trouble spots. So I don't think the NLD will take that issue in the first place. I think they will take it later time, and I don't mean they won't, but they will. But they're not going to take that issue in the first place. I think they will take the issue first. How to deal with the military, how to deal with like education, how to deal with health, how to deal with economy. I think they will go into that direction first before they take like some of the local important issue.
Po mnenju Nianga je popolna predaja oblasti v civilno sfero še daleč.
They don't worry about anything. They worry about their life, right? So if the opposition can say, okay, you know, you give us your power, but we won't touch you. Whatever you did in the past, it's okay. We leave you as it is. But that's how you need to convince them. And if they feel like we trust you, then they will leave you. I think that's why we have to, because Dancho is still alive, right? And I'm sure he's pretty worried about what he has done in the past. And how can you be secure about their life, their security?
Offsite je pripravil Antun.